My name is Lori Hartwell, and I'm the president and founder of Renal Support Network. The Supreme Court just made a horrible decision. They are going to allow insurance companies to force people into Medicare. Now, let me explain a little bit. When you have kidney failure, Congress did an incredible thing in 1972 by allowing people who have end-stage renal disease who qualify for Medicare, regardless of the age, to enroll in Medicare. Now, this was an option. It wasn't something we had to do, but it gave us a break. And it also, since kidney care is expensive, it also allowed us to have a secondary insurance if we needed it. So when you have kidney disease, if you have private insurance, your private insurance is your first insurance for the first 30 months, and Medicare becomes your secondary if you choose to enroll in Medicare. And then after 30 months, Medicare becomes your primary and your private insurance becomes your secondary. Now, this was a compromise as Congress realized that back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, kidney disease was developing and it could be costly. Today, there are over 600,000 people on dialysis and many are waiting for a kidney transplant. I have so many concerns about this. Is this going to be horrific for our population of people who have kidney failure? So let me give you a scenario. You don't even know you have kidney disease, and that's a lot of people in this country. They end up crash and burn, and they end up at the emergency room, and they have kidney failure and are going to require dialysis. Your insurance company may say, well, you know what? We're writing that out of our policy because the Supreme Court allowed us to do that because we don't like to pay for sick people. We're in the insurance business, and we like to bet on healthy people, not people who are chronically ill. Anybody who's had a chronic illness knows that we're not their friend. They want us out. So you're diagnosed, you're sitting in the emergency room, and you're going to have to sign up for Medicare now to be able to get dialysis, to pay for it, because your insurance is going to say, we don't pay for dialysis. And the ramification of that is horrible, because in many instances, the person who has the private insurance is the primary insurance holder for their family. So now their family's not going to have access to insurance because the person, the employee who has the insurance, is going to be forced into Medicare. Also, in some cases, having private insurance is a better option because your copays are less, you're paying for a higher amount, your out-of-pocket cost. You may choose not to get Medicare because you have additional fees. And then the last thing, that this is insane, it makes me just so angry, is the most important thing you need when you have a chronic illness is continuity of care. And so you're seeing a group of doctors, and then all of a sudden, well, wait a second, you got to go, you might have to change, or you might have to go do something else, because perhaps that doctor isn't going to take you anymore. And then last but not least, this impacts people's ability to get a kidney transplant. Because I had private insurance. I had to go back on dialysis for my fourth transplant. And thankfully, I had Medicare as a secondary option. Because transplantation is extremely expensive. And if I were to choose to go on Medicare only, I don't have many options to have a secondary plan. So I live in the state of California, and we don't have access to Medigap. So for people to be able to get transplanted, they're going to have to figure out how to get full coverage, be whole, as they say, when you're getting a transplant, because they won't take you unless you are financially able to cover all the expenses. So in my scenario, I would have been forced into Medicare going back on dialysis. I would have wanted to go get listed for a kidney transplant, which I did. And they would have forced me out of my private insurance into Medicare, leaving me with no secondary way to pick up that 20%. So I guess they could just force me into Medicare Advantage at that point, which seems to be the trend in this country, which anybody who knows a patient or sees a patient knows that the networks are not adequate for managed care. It's insane. That's another issue. But it's so important we fix this, because I can see people quitting their jobs. Heck, how many people work for health insurance? And then when you're down and out, they kick you off. What kind of insurance is that? Who's going to be next? Who's going to be the next person that's going to be kicked off? Oh, they don't like the hearts this month. And they don't like the livers the next month. And then they don't like, you know, they don't like you because you're a senior. Where is it going to stop? And the disability community is up in arms about this, in addition to the kidney community. And they should be, because insurance companies have never wanted to cover us. They fought tooth and nail with pre-existing conditions. They don't want anybody with pre-existing conditions. But, you know, either get in the insurance business, which is gambling, and you know what? You didn't win with us, okay? But maybe you need to invest in helping innovation and helping cures for kidney disease so we don't advance to final kidney failure. But with this current policy, the way that the Supreme Court ruled, there would be no advantage for people who are in kidney failure or closing in, unfortunately, to provide any of innovation, because they can just show us the door when our kidneys fail. So I ask everybody to support this legislation. It's important. We need to fix it. And insurance companies are need to find another job if they don't want to gamble on people. So now's the time to put this discussion to bed. Vote for H.R. 8594 and S4750, the Restore Protection for Dialysis Patients Act. Do not let insurance companies kick people who have kidney disease off of private insurance.